So think of the word favorite, and you're going to find out how many favorites you have in common. Like, my favorite color is pink. Who else likes pink?
Deb Hagley is emceeing a lunch where residents and staff of the Buffalo Hill Terrace residential home are hosting second graders from Kalispell's Edgerton Elementary School.
Owls and colors and the great horned owl.
What colors?
We both like red and pink.
7-year-old Brooklyn Daniels and 63-year-old Mary Jane Waldall are meeting for the first time.
I wrote about her, how many siblings I had. And I wrote to her that I was going to come to see her, and I asked, I hope that we can knit together.
Brooklyn is still learning to knit. Mary Jane, who works at Buffalo Hill Terrace, crochets.
I just told her how many kids I had, how many grandkids, and that I worked here, and that my hobbies was crocheting and reading. And
Shelley Kennedy and Suzanne Elliott teach the second grade class.
So we thought with the writing push this year to have the kids have pen pals would be a great idea to get them excited about writing. And it has far exceeded our expectations because the kids really, really enjoy communicating with the pen pals.
The project started at the beginning of the school year.
Pretty much they've gotten a letter almost every month. And so a lot of the letters that our kids are writing are asking their pen pals questions. What do you like? What's your favorite? You know, how many kids do you have? Are you married? So, and then they save the letters from their pen pals to make sure that they can answer the questions that their pen pals ask them in return.
Elliot says it's been a great exercise in getting the students excited about writing.
You know, we don't write letters as much as we used to when you and I grew up. And so for them, it's not a skill that they learn at home. It's not a skill that they see. And so being able to be a part of this was really meaningful for them.
Dev Hagley works as the recreation therapist with Buffalo Terrace and is coordinating the Pen Pal project with the school. She says using favorites as a prompt to start conversation is part of the goal of the whole project.
That's the whole goal, is to find thing in common. Even if it's something simple that they're learning, that they have 7 things in common. They like the same flowers. They like the same colors. So that although their age range might be very different, they are very similar.
Hagley says pen pals on both sides of the mail look forward to the letters and were excited about this first meeting.
When we sent Christmas gifts, they sent us a video so all the residents were able to see the kids. They were going crazy. They were so excited. And it wasn't about the gift. It was about, wow, somebody thought about me and picked this out just for me. So it was really an excellent experience.
Hagley says they did a pen pal program several years ago and have other programs with Edgerton, including square dancing and interaction between students and residents through games like cribbage and checkers.
That is our number one goal, is to reach out to the community to say, we're here, we're an active, lively group of seniors. Come and visit with us. We still have a lot of contributions to give to this society. And if building that relationship with students starts young, then hopefully over time we can change the society view and realize that there's so much importance with making that connection with seniors, and we'll start young.
More great grandkids.
The teachers say they intend to keep up the pen pal project through the school year and start again fresh next year. Katrin Fright reporting from the Flathead.